Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio, fresh na fresh mula Bendigo, si Ryan Villamayel at si Dr. Vincent Alessi mula La Trobe University. Good day, Vincent.
Afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks. Magandang umaga, Ryan.
Magandang umaga po.
Si Ryan ay nandito dahil siya ang nakatanggap ng 2015 Ateneo de Manila La Trobe University grant.
Ateneo Art Award. Under Ateneo Art Awards. University.
Unang-una, nakita ko na yung mga gawa mo, obra mo, ay mga yari sa papel. At ito ay nagmumula sa mga lumang aklat, lumang mga mapa. At sa pagkakataong ito, binuo mo halos lahat dito sa mula sa mga op shop, library, sa Bendigo. Bakit mo naisip kunin ang mga materyales mula dito, hindi dalhin mula sa Pilipinas?
Bago ko pumunta dito sa Australia, mayroon akong initial idea kung ano yung gusto kong gawin. Kasi since yung residency, ano lang siya, short period of time. So, kailangan i-maximize yung oras na pwede kong gamitin. Yung oras na yun para makapag-produce ng bagong exhibition. Medyo challenging siya kasi to put up an exhibition, kailangan mo ng kahit papano mahabang panahon para pag-isipan kung ano yung gusto mong idea. So, nung nagpunta ako dito, parang gusto ko rin na yung materials at yung idea e adaptive dun sa lugar kung nasan ako. So, gusto kong mag-gather and mag-collect ng objects rather than magdala ng works ko. So, ganun yung idea na gusto kong...
So, parang nabuo dito.
Nabuo dito.
Tapos, yung mga gawa mo ay mga cutouts.
Yes.
Intricate siya. Mabusisi, kung hindi ba. At sinasalamin mo yung parang buhay sa Australia sa mula sa sarili mong interpretasyon.
Yes.
May nakita ko may isang mapa. Ibahagi mo sa amin ang kwento nun.
Yun nga, nag-start siya na tinanong ko yung mga staff. So, saan ako pwedeng mag-gather ng mga materials. So, nag-suggest sila na pumunta sa op shops, junkyard area. So, they were kind enough na parang dalhin ako around. I started collecting stuff and I stumbled upon this series of volumes of mga mapa and atlases. Nakita ko yung page kung nasan ang Australia. And then, kung makikita mo yung work sa isang side nun, may structure. Sa isang side, yung inukit na mapa ng Australia. And dun sa parang bottom part of it, nandun yung capital ng UK, which is London. Nag-research ako tungkol sa history ng Australia. So, yun yung parang, gusto ko yung parang kwento, yung parang, kung makita mo yung structure sa kaliwa, yung parang may wave of, para siyang alon.
Na patungo sa Australia.
Yeah. Yung idea ng migration, yung idea ng paglipat mo sa isang lugar papunta sa kabila.
Anong ginagamit mong materyales o instrumento? Cutter?
Napakasimple ng mga material na ginagamit ko. Kasi gusto kong maging simple yung mga tools at gamit para... Kasi complex na yung idea. So, simple lang, cutter at saka cutting board.
Pero dapat parang magaan ang kamay mo na mabigat at the same time, hindi ba?
Kailangan lang in control ka sa paggamit.
Dahil pag na
kasi
kupit mo ang isa...
Meron siya parating tendency na masugatan mo or masaktan mo yung sarili.
Pero pag magupit mo yung isang bahagi ng papel, parang sira na yung buong flow, hindi ba?
May ganong scenario. May ganong mga
nangyari. Kasi alam ko lang na gupitin yung paper doll ng bata ko. Yan pala, hirap na ako. Buuin na isang buo-buo. Yeah. Gaano katagal na panahon ang nilalaan mo para sabihin natin mabuo yung mapa?
Pinaglaaran ko ng...
Linggo?
Linggo at saka... Ano, yung walang katapusang pagpupuyat.
So, ikaw ba yung gabi? Gumagawa ka na kailangan matapos mo isang gawa? O sabi mo, ay nagsawa na ako dyan dito, kailangan kong break, ito na munang gagawin ko?
May ganong setup, pero minsan dahil limited yung time ko, kailangan i-segregate ko, kailangan maging matalino ko sa paggamit ng oras. So, ginagawa ko yung isa habang... Iniintay ko matuyo yung kung ano man kailangan ko doon. Lilipat ako sa kabila. At tas habang iniintay ko to, balik ako doon. So, palipat-lipat.
Multitasking, kumbaga.
Kahit hindi ako magaling doon sa pag-multitask, kailangan maging efficient.
So, makikita ba namin sa exhibit mo yung kwento ng kabuuan ng sa tingin mo sa Australia o kwento ng mga napulot mong mga materyales?
Kwento ng paglalakbay ko sa Australia. Parang kung ano yung naintindihan ko sa lugar. Kung paano ko siya na-absorb, kung paano ko siya nakita, kung paano siya nagkaroon ng structure sa aking paningin. Ganun.
Paano ka o ano ang nabigay ng pananatili mo sa Australia sa obra mo? Ano ang contribution?
Itong taon na ito, nagkaroon ako ng series of residencies. Para lang meron tayong ano. This year alone, first quarter of this year, nasa Europe. So, first time to sa akin na gawin ko tong mga series of residencies. So, nung dumating ako, so bago ako pumunta sa Australia, nasa England ako, nasa Britain ako. Pagdating ko dito, meron siyang certain connection, parang yung relationship ng isang bansa na ito at ang Australia. Kahit nasa magkaibang lugar sila.
Lalagyan nila ng gatas yung tsaka nila.
Well, pwede. Pero yun, yung siguradong meron siyang effect sa aking trabaho. Kasi parang hindi lang siya sa arts. For sure meron siyang effect, pero hindi lang siya sa proseso ko ng paggawa. Pero yung paano ko nakikita yung bagay, mga bagay-bagay na pagdating ko sa atin, ano yung daladala ko, ano yung baon ko sa mga paglalakbay na ito, sa paggawa ko ng aking sining, sa pagbiyahe ko. Parang nakikita ko yung minsan kung ano yung meron tayo sa atin, sa Pilipinas, sa Maynila, at kung ano yung wala sa atin.
At kung ano rin yung meron dito na meron tayo.
Yeah. Kung ano yung meron dito na sana nasa atin din. Kasi ang laki ng potential, ang laki ng parang minsan naisip mo, hopeless ka parang pagdating sa atin, parang ang daming mga bagay na hindi nag-work. Ang daming bagay na dysfunctional, pero ang dami ring bagay na pwede mong makita na gumagana, na wala naman dito sa lugar na ito. So may ganong contrast ng things. Lagi akong nakikita yung relationship ng dalawang lugar.
Sabi nga nila, kailangan mong ialis yung sarili mo sa lugar. Totoo. Para matutunan mo o matuklasan mo kung
Totoo.
Ano yung meron yun.
Totoo.
10 years, Dr. Vincent Alessi. 10 years between the Ateneo and the La Trobe University.
You're
going to celebrate it next year?
We are. So we're doing a number of things. One is inviting the artists that we've worked with over the last 10 years to be included in a group exhibition, and we're asking them to make new work, and that will be presented at the Visual Arts Centre in Bendigo, where the artists in residence have always visited and exhibited. And in conjunction with that, we're working with the Castlemaine State Festival to have a parallel show of contemporary Filipino art, and that's still being resolved what that will be. But that will run in conjunction at the same time. So we're really across two sites are going to celebrate the work we've been doing.
And it will be during the end of the first quarter of 2017, if
Correct.
I'm not mistaken?
Yes.
For the past 10 years, since you've started this exchange program, this artist in residency, what are the things that you have learned about Filipino artists and Philippine art that we can learn here in Australia?
Well, I think the things that stand out is, I use the word lightly, but I was surprised by its vibrancy and its energy the very, very first time I went to Manila and got to see some artists. The biggest difference, I think, for me is the way artists support each other in Manila in comparison to Australia. And that's not to say that Australian artists don't support each other, because they do. But I think there's a much healthier reliance on artists working together, because they don't have the same infrastructure that we have, so they don't have access to as many commercial galleries or as many public galleries. And I think out of that comes a real respect for each other, a real vibrancy that we don't have. The way the artists respond to their city, I think, is very different to the way our artists respond to city. So all those things, I think, are the things that stand out. And I said, it's just a, my experience is it's vibrant, exciting, really engaged at a political level, at a social level.
What do you think is the secret that this relationship has lasted 10 years? It's like a marriage.
It is like a marriage. when we first started this relationship, it was I was introduced to my colleague Richie Lerma, who was the director at the Ateneo Art Museum. By chance, we were a similar age. We shared similar beliefs about what art could do, what art museums in a university should be doing. So we found we had a lot of common ground, and we also agreed very, very early on that what we wanted to do was to create something that was sustainable, so that if both of us left, it would continue. It wasn't reliant completely on us. And again, you know, it is a bit like a marriage. By chance, both Richie and myself left our respective institutions.
We took a break,
and I've come back to La Trobe in a different role, but we both sort of left our institutions at the same time, and it didn't have any impact at all on the relationship. But I think it's, we just both believed in the same core values. You know, we wanted to achieve things that were modest. We wanted, in Australia, we wanted to present Filipino contemporary art, and through the Ateneo, more broadly, Filipino art going back to the mid-20th century. And that same opportunity was extended to us, so that we could expose contemporary Australian artists in the Philippines, and also expose sort of, you know, 20th century art to the Philippines. And I think we just both believe that that's really important. So that's, I think, why it
And
works.
Hopefully it'll go stronger as the years have come to pass.
It will. I said the great thing is that it doesn't look like it's going to stop. And it's from both sides, both universities are really committed to keeping this going. And I think it will continue for a long time.
Ryan Villamayel's work will be at the La Trobe University Visual Arts Center in Bendigo until
May 29th.
So to the end of May.
Open for everyone?
Yeah. It is. It's free, and it's Tuesday to Sundays, so you can get there on the weekend, and it's a stunning exhibition. And Ryan's just another part of that legacy of artists that we invite. They spend very little time with us, and they are able to create amazing works that the Australian public get to enjoy.
Maraming salamat, Ryan. Maraming salamat.
Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.